On the fly, yes, we are at Four Corners at AirVenture 2022. It's already Friday, and Charlie, I know you've been wondering in your mind what this thing was going to look like by the time Friday came along.
That's right.
The one-week wonder. And it's a wonder.
We're making great progress. With me today right now is Laura Nerad. She's from Georgia. She is one of the lead volunteers. So she was recruited as a Sonics builder by Sonics to come up and basically stay all week and lead a team of volunteers that oftentimes rotates twice. You know, we have a morning shift and an afternoon shift, so she doesn't even get the same people all day all the time. Right,
Laura?
Right.
That's absolutely right. And I've been working especially with some of the younger volunteers here. Mm-hmm. And it's great to see the young kids kind of interested in building an airplane, especially the other girls, because being one of the only women builders is part of this. It's nice to see other women help encourage others to go down a similar path and to build an airplane.
Have you built one before?
We built a Subsonics.
You did? Okay.
We flew it here last year, so it was at the Sonics booth, if anybody was here.
Oh, very cool.
Speaking of which, I do want to put in a plug. We tried something new this year over in the workshop area, and we offered a women's intro to building. It was taught by Val Wested. She was the leader. We had a number of helpers with her. It was a workshop on sheet metal skills, taught by women for women, because someone had bent my ear a year ago and said, you know, you might get better uptick if there was a workshop that was just for the women, you know, that are interested in building. And we had 48 people, 48 women. It was great. They all thought it was awesome. We're going to bring it back next year. So maybe next year you just have to go come back for 2 days.
Yeah,
rather
maybe I'll
have
to come back and help you with that one next year.
Well, that's cool. No, that's awesome. I love to hear about those kind of things because we really are moving forward and in the right direction as an organization. And don't you think so?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So tell me about your normal day here at the One Week Wonder.
So day starts early, and we're here by 7:30, 8 o'clock. And 8 o'clock, we officially start building. And I've been doing the tail section in the rudder, the stabilizers. And, you know, we made some mistakes. We've got some new parts. So, you know, typical build.
Well, so, that's going to happen, yeah.
Yeah, so one of the advantages and the little secrets is that when we do a one-week wonder, most of the time, the other two times, we always had a second kit stashed behind the tent just in case, okay?
Really?
Yeah, but because Sonics has the home field advantage, they've got their factory across the
they got a whole warehouse.
The way. They can always go back and get more parts.
That's right. You got a warehouse across
that's
the
street.
Now, they can't go back and get more time, which is the real issue.
That's the real issue.
Yeah.
But I think we're making good progress. We're in good shape with the engine on and the main landing gear are there. The tail will come together hopefully by the end of today, and then, you know, we're finalizing the wiring and the avionics and canopies and all that good stuff.
So you start at 8. What time do you finish?
We're supposed to finish at 5, but if we're in the middle of something, we usually stay a little bit later. And sometimes, you know, people stay even later than that because they just want to finish the section that they're working on.
Right. Well, that makes sense. Yeah.
The clock doesn't stop at 5 o'clock, so the clock keeps going.
Well, it's called completion satisfaction.
Yeah.
Right?
It is, yes.
You know, you have a goal and you want to, you know, you want to reach the goal. So.
Right. And we're all taking great pride in what we're doing. We're trying to make the safest aircraft possible. And so we're trying to take our time and do it right, not have to redo it.
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely. That makes total sense. So what's your favorite part?
I just like reading the plans and seeing it all come together from, you know, bits and pieces to like a finished product. It's very satisfying for me.
So if you already built a Sonics, you also have an impression in your mind before you even got here of what this was going to take.
Yeah. It took us 2 years, nights, weekends, holidays to get it done. So I knew 1 week with as many people as we have, it's possible. On Monday, we had 5 different build teams working on different major component sections. And so, you know, as the week goes together, those teams kind of start merging together. And that's what we've done now with the fuselage, the wings, and the tails all coming together into one.
And everyone's making new friends.
Absolutely.
Which is another cool thing about this whole project.
I've met some great people that are helping us build, and they've never touched a Sonics before, but we can all read plans and put bolts and rivets in, and it's been great.
Would you say that the plans are pretty easy to use and easy to read for just the common person?
If you're familiar with building an airplane, then probably more so. My husband and I had never built an airplane from a kit, or any airplane for that matter, and it was a little bit challenging because it doesn't come with an instruction manual or something that says start here. You kind of have to pick and choose where you start. And, you know, we've got a whole airplane, so you can start pretty much anywhere.
It's got to be better than the IKEA instructions.
It is better than IKEA instructions. And they do have, you know, great tech support over at Sonics to, you know, help you, you know, get all your questions answered, not, you know, make too many mistakes.
Well, and that's helpful. And I assume that with every purchase of a kit, Sonics gives you that support
all the way through
the project.
We've had even support after the fact. We had some engine issues, and we called called back here, and the whole team was really great to work with.
Charlie, any?
Yeah, you know, it takes a little bit to get the hang of reading plans, but once you get it, it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Well, and I assume that, once you get the legend down, right, then the whole thing
falls together.
The same.
The nice part with the Sonics is they have a flow chart, and you start at the bottom boxes, and you work your way up the flow chart, and when you get to that top box, you got a completed airplane.
Oh, that's cool. And I assume there's video stuff too, right? I mean, I suppose a lot of builders have done YouTube videos.
Yeah, so for the Subsonic specifically, there's a large builders forum, and they post videos and information for other builders. From our experience, there's a lot of other people that were ahead of us in the build and behind us, and you all got together, and we talk on the phone, or we get together here at EAA, and all share knowledge, because we've all put a different – our planes are always just a little bit different from one another's.
Yeah, we've done a lot of Hints for Homebuilders videos with the Sonic staff over the years because of the fact that they're right here in Oshkosh. It makes it easy to do that. So we've documented a lot of the build process for the Sonics aircraft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so would you say that obviously it's a devotion of time and energy, mm-hmm. but certainly not something that is is a mountain to climb, right? I mean, it just flows along, right?
Yeah, it's very doable. It's like building a house. You know, you have the plans, you know what to do, and it's just one step at a time, one piece at a time, one section at a time.
Yeah, so it's very well organized.
Yes.
I had, when we were preparing for this wall right here, it says more than 40,000 people have built their own aircraft, and now it's your turn. All of those photos behind there are ones that were submitted by EA members, and I asked them what was the secret. And we've got a video going, and you can see that the overwhelming suggestion was to just stay involved every day. Do something, whether it's to clean up the shop, to look at the plans for tomorrow when you do have some time. The key was just always touching the project every day. And then you're just going to make progress that way.
Yeah, spend at least, even if it's only half an hour, right? You got to see it.
Yep, every day.
Yeah, every day. Your Sonics that you built, were you able to do it in a garage, or did you have to go get a hangar to do it?
Well, since we didn't know what we were doing, we built it. Our local EA chapter has a builder's hangar. So we sat in the builder's hangar where we knew we'd have people come by and give us their great suggestions on what we were doing wrong.
That is an awesome resource. I hadn't even thought of that. Mm-hmm. That's one of the benefits of being in a chapter.
Yeah, not every chapter has their own hangar, but the ones that do often support builders. I know we reserve our hangar for first flights and things like that. So, that's
great,
awesome.
When we got close enough to put on the wings, though, we did move it to another airport where we're going to be finally based. But we had a lot of support. There were a lot of home builders, RVs, and vans, aircraft, on that airfield. So we got a lot of support there, too.
All right, so you got to give a shout-out to the chapter. What's
What's what? Chapter 186 in Manassas, Virginia.
That's my old chapter. That is an awesome chapter.
Yeah, we built it in Virginia, and then we moved to Georgia.
Yeah, when I lived in the D.C. area, that was my home chapter.
Yeah, we just didn't want to fly it in the CIFRA, so we moved it to Shannon to get it outside for our first flight.
Yeah, and how was the first flight?
My husband said it was exciting because it was a late, hot August afternoon. It was probably not the best time to fly your jet. But it made a successful loop in the pattern and then landed and made some tweaks. And the next day, he took it up again.
Awesome. It's great when it comes together, right? I mean, I have never built an airplane, but I can only imagine in my mind that, you're reaching and you're reaching and you're reaching for that goal. And, you're almost there. And then you get there and it's like, oh, man, now I get to go fly this thing I built.
Yeah.
One of the beauties of home building, right, Charlie?
Yep. You might be surprised, though. A lot of people decide to start another project after they get it completed. Because even though it's fun to fly that project that you build, you get the home building bug and you want to build something else.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hadn't even thought of that. So, like you, you're building another one, are you, Laura?
No, we're not. Not yet. Okay. I'm just building this one here.
Okay.
He's still trying to talk me into building another one. He's got a lot of plans for me.
Well, it saves him a lot of money on Friday night dinners out,
Probably, yeah. Just the cost of fuel.
That's right. So, 1 week wonder. We got one more day, technically. Is that right?
Day and a half. Day and a half-ish.
Day and a half-ish.
So you go like halfway through Sunday and then...
Yeah, we're trying to finish by about 2:30 on Sunday so that we can taxi the plane before the air show, which, you know, to let you in on a little secret, is not a full 7 days. It's more like right. 6.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Starting on Monday.
Yep.
Well, it's sure. I mean, just since we've been on the air during the last hour, I have seen things come together that weren't there before. So
absolutely. I just enjoy seeing the wings and the fuselage with all those signatures of all the people that have pulled a rivet on the aircraft, because I know that's going to inspire them to do more in aviation.
We still have a few more rivets that need to be squeezed.
All right, come on down. Yeah. 1 week wonder at the Four Corners Pavilion. You can come get in line and pull a rivet and get your name on the plane. Right,
the ones we drilled out need to be re-riveted. So
there we go.
Come on down.
All right. Well, awesome. Well, Charlie, that's pretty much going to do it for us for On the Fly today. And thanks for hosting us down here at the 1 Week Wonder. And I guess we'll be back here in 4 years.
That's true. That is very true.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, On the Fly tomorrow, we're going to be out at the seaplane base like we are every Saturday. They made a change at the seaplane base this year. Their former Saturday Watermelon Social has been moved to Friday tonight. So if you want to go to the seaplane base and you might want to get in on the Watermelon Social, get out there and get your tickets, because they sell out, they go fast, and that starts tonight somewhere around 5:30 or so. So get on the bus, head out to the sea base. We'll be out there on the fly tomorrow. And so if you can't make it out today for the Watermelon Social, come out tomorrow and enjoy some nice weather and a great, it's scenic. It's a whole different experience than here. At main grounds of Air Venture. J Munchie, On the Fly. We'll see you tomorrow. You're listening to EA Radio.